Welcome to episode 186 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hello, hello, once again, episode 186. I am the Stacey Harris, and we're going to talk a little bit about eWomen Network and their national conference today, because I got back just a few days ago, and I wanted to share with you some of my takeaways, my experience, because I know it's an investment of a conference, and I know a lot of you saw photos of me while I was gone, and sent me some emails and some private messages asking me about it, and what I thought. So that's what we're covering today. If you have not heard yet, first of all, you might be living under a rock. Second of all, Hit the Mic Backstage is open and ready. And if you are listening to this the day it went live before noon Pacific time, you still have a chance to take advantage of the early bird special. If not, it is now full price, but still totally worth taking advantage of sooner rather than later, because the price will be increasing as the program grows in the coming months. Mainly in the fall, there is going to be a big price increase. So pay attention for that. Here's the thing, though. There is new value in this program every single month. For example, today we're doing an exclusive webinar just for the folks inside Hit the Mic Backstage, all around pricing and positioning that pricing on sales pages and in sales conversations. So that's hugely valuable to your online business. And that is an exclusive training. The only way to get it is to join us backstage. So if you are ready to get your backstage pass, go to hitthemicbackstage.com and join us. Again, it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited for this community. I'm so excited for the dozens of people who have joined us already. And I can't wait to say we've hit our first 100, which I'm hoping will happen very soon. Ready? Join us. Be one of the early birds who gets to be a part of shaping what kind of trainings come in the next few months for this community. Cool? Cool. All right. Let's jump in. Let's talk a little bit about eWomen Network Conference. So, full disclosure, I have known about eWomen Network and their national conference pretty much the entirety of my business. When I very first started my first business as a virtual assistant, I learned first about International Virtual Assistants Association, which I've talked about a lot on this show, mainly because I've spoken at their events and things like that. Right after that, I learned about eWomen Network. Here's the thing, is I never really felt like eWomen Network was going to be for me. I don't know why, but I was very shy about it. I was very curious about whether I'd be a fit, especially once I really stepped into my brand and things like that, which is totally on me for sure. It was a lot of confidence issue, I think, and feeling like this was going to be older, more corporate women who were just not taking me seriously, which is not at all what happened, spoiler alert. But several months ago, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Brandy Lawson over at techgirl.com, attended our chapter, Phoenix chapter, luncheon for eWomen Network, and immediately told me I needed to go. So I did, because I do whatever Brandy tells me to do. I did, and it was great. It was fantastic. Maybe 2 months later, the founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, joined us at our event to tell us a little bit about the conference, which was in August, obviously. And I signed up on the spot. I was like, yes, I'm in. This sounds great. And so about a week ago now when I'm recording this, 2 weeks ago when this goes live, I headed to Dallas for the eWomen Network Conference, really kind of unsure of what to expect. First of all, let me tell you that they are very, very, very confident that you want to attend every single thing of every minute of every day. They jam-pack this 5 days, is what I did, with content and events and dinners and things of that nature. So I attended 2 days of pre-conference training, which was really great. We saw Sherry Tree, who talked about her bank system, which sounded very, very interesting. I thought she was a great speaker. And then on Thursday, we had sort of a mix of a few different speakers. The highlight for me was a woman named Michelle Thompson-Dolberry, who talked about branding and knowing your core values, which was something, of course, I'm really familiar with because we've had the fantastic Julie Catino on the show a few times from Brand School. And I really liked hearing someone else talk about it from that value and knowing your brand's values perspective. The big takeaways for me with Michelle were, though, really around my elevator speech and my elevator pitch and making sure my introduction was really clear about where I am right now. Because I have one that I really love, but it hasn't evolved since I've kind of changed how I'm working. As you know, I'm not doing one-on-ones anymore. I've launched the Hit the Mic Backstage community, and my elevator speech was no longer reflective of what I actually do. So that was like a sort of light bulb, wait now, hey now, I should really pay attention to this moment for me. And so that has led to some evolution in that for me, which has been great. And we had a few other speakers that day. But again, Michelle Thompson-Dolberry was definitely my big takeaway for that day. And then Friday, we jumped into the actual conference content. So here we are. I've been there 2 days, and we haven't actually hit conference yet, which is crazy. What's fantastic, though, is by the time we'd gotten to Friday, I had already gotten great value for my content. But also, I'd gotten a much better sense of the women from my chapter because I'd spent time with them that I wouldn't spend normally because, you know, we have a 3-hour luncheon where there's lunch and presentations, and I had known some of them because we're also on the leadership team together. But this was a sort of a larger amount of time with them. But also, I was getting to meet amazing women from all over the country, and a few dudes too, from all over the country. And I had already been able to connect with some people who I had known online for a long time, but had not met in person. And so that was really, really cool to sort of show up on day one of the conference Friday and already really feel in it. I really enjoyed that structure of some pre-conference training. The pre-conference training is additional cost. I was really fortunate because when Sandra Yancey came to Phoenix and our chapter and chatted with us, we were offered a special deal on the conference, which included that pre-conference training. But honestly, some of my biggest takeaways from the 5 days of content I received while I was there were those pre-conference trainings. Like I said, Michelle Thompson-Dolberry sticks out in my mind as a really great speaker and a lot of great content. Anywho, so that was really, really cool. Friday, we got in. Sandra Yancey did a lot of talking. The only time I'd ever seen Sandra Yancey speak before that was when she came to our chapter and spoke for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. And then a couple of webinars and things like that. I had not spent a lot of time learning from Sandra Yancey, so it was really interesting. And as somebody who wants to put on events at some point, okay guys, some point. I don't know that it's going to be tomorrow. Some point. It was really interesting seeing the structure of this event, seeing how she put it together. One of the things I really, really respect about the EWMN conference is that it's put together at a very pro level. There was a live stream, there was the actual conference. It was really built for enjoyment by both groups. She had a full production crew. She had people who, in the back that were dedicated to spending time and chatting with the online live streamers. She had a lot of support. And I think that is something I really respected as somebody who would like to some point do events, is I really saw it at a pro level. And that, I found that to be very impressive. I also really liked that there was a mix of a mindset and business. There was a mix of doing your own work, doing your inside work, your mind work, if you will. But also sort of a, this is what you need to do, some networking pieces, things like that, that I really enjoyed as well. I'm trying to think of my key takeaway for Friday, who that speaker was. A lot of Friday was Sandra Yancey, so that was probably my key takeaway. My biggest takeaway from Friday was honestly getting to connect with some really cool people who were not at the conference, but who live in Dallas and I have been good friends with for a long time. One of which is Erin Smith over at the Starters Club. If you've not listened to her podcast or checked her out on Periscope, do that right now. Go to the Starters Club. She's awesome. I got to have dinner with her. And then Carrie Smith over at Careful Sense. She and I have met in person before. And she and I have been friends, geez, for years. For years. She's one of my best business buddies. And so I was really excited to get to see her. And I got to meet her husband, which was super fun. But that is always my big takeaways from any time I go somewhere for an event is the people. So I could have gotten all of the content that I enjoyed over the course of the 5 days via the live stream and saved a fortune on the price of my ticket, saved a fortune on the travel. I could have absolutely done that. I could have easily saved over $1,000, probably close to $1,500, with all of these things. But here's the difference. I built relationships. I extended relationships. I cemented relationships. And that's where the value is of attending live. That's where, you know, Sandra actually said this, you know, people who show up get stuff. And it's true. There's something about showing up that changes the game. There's something about showing up that allows you to just up-level everything in your life and business. And so I challenge you to show up. I challenge you to attend these events and get out there. And I know some of you who are listening are crazy, crazy introverts. And the idea of going to an event with 500, 1,000, 1,500 women can be incredibly overwhelming. Remember, you don't have to talk to all 500, 1,000, or 1,500. Like, go and talk to the people who you want to connect with people one-on-one. A lot of the most important conversations I had over this course of the weekend were one-on-one, three, four, five of us, and that's it. And I had those conversations over and 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 over again over the course of the 5 days. And those are the people who I actually followed up with. Those are the people who I already have Skype dates with to talk about how we can work together, talk about, you know, ways I can connect with them with other people in my network and vice versa. So pay attention to that part, that relationship part. On Saturday, we got to see Matthew Knowles, who happens to be the father of Beyonce. Yeah, you know, little name drop there. He was there. We got to pre-order his brand new book that's coming out, which was really cool. There were a ton of great prizes. Saturday, well, who else did we see Saturday? Saturday for me, big day, Mari Smith. So on Thursday night, I actually got to meet Mari Smith. We took a photo. We chatted for a while. She is a lovely, lovely woman, by the way. If you've not met her in person, lovely. I look forward to getting to work with her more and connect with her more. She's really great. But I actually sat in on her presentation on Saturday, and it was fantastic. Not just because she told people to stop using the boost button so much with Facebook ads, which I enjoyed quite a bit, but also because she really, I loved her presentation style. I love how she talked to the audience. I thought she did a really good job. And I feel like as somebody who speaks on social media a lot, this is incredibly difficult to do. She did a good job of presenting to people who knew nothing and people who did know some stuff. I got some great takeaways just in numbers because she's so connected with Facebook. She's actually partnered with Facebook on a tour of events Facebook's put on for business owners and using ads. Small business owners specifically. So she had some sort of inside numbers. We all got to be part of her first live stream over on Facebook. By the way, I will be doing more live streaming over on Facebook soon. But that was really cool. That was probably my big takeaway and highlight for Saturday. On Sunday, we saw Sean Acor, who talked about the Happiness Advantage. That's actually the name of his book. If you have not checked him out, check out happinessadvantage.com. Sean Acor is amazing. If nothing else, listen to his TED Talk. We basically saw an extended version of that TED Talk, the sort of 60, 90 minute version of that TED Talk, which is only 12 minutes in the TED Talk. And it was fantastic. It was really, really great. I really left inspired to make some changes. And I do a lot of gratitude work and meditation and things like that already. But it was still so impactful to be sure that I'm showing up in a positive way in my life. And really the things for me, the things I want to teach my son, the things I want to, for him to be habit as he goes through childhood and as he goes into adulthood, so that he can, you know, he can be the kid in college who is genuinely excited about things, or whatever it is he decides to do. So for me, that was really cool. And those were sort of my big highlights. Like I said, Michelle Thompson-Dolberry, Mari Smith, and Sean Acor were really, really my three big ones. Also, Dina Dwyer Owens was really great. She actually shared, she was on Undercover Boss, which is on CBS, and she shared the importance of having values for your company and how entangled in everything they do their company's values are, including like they say them at the beginning of meetings every time there's a meeting of more than three people. It's crazy powerful. And I actually got a copy of her book while I was there, and I'm looking forward to reading that. Maybe I'll review it on the show. Let me know if you want me to review it on the show, and I will. It's called Values Incorporated. Again, Dina Dwyer Owens. But she was also on Sunday, and again, she was really great. There were a ton of really great speakers. I'm definitely not naming them all. But for me, not to take away from the speakers and the work they put in, or Sandra Yancey and the work she put in, for me, the true unequivocal value of this event was the people. Meeting the community, getting to know the community, getting to engage with these women and connect with these women in conversations, over coffee, over wine, more often than not over wine, and really just have a good time with them and learn about them and their business and how I could support them and how who I could connect them with and how I could help them get where they're trying to go. That for me is always the biggest takeaway in a live event. And so I encourage you to put some live events on your calendar. Again, they don't have to be huge conferences like this. You know, I attend an eWomen Network conference or eWomen Network luncheon every month for my local chapter. There's chapters all over the country. Look and see if there's some near you, or and Canada and like the world. So look and see if there's some near you. I really wanted a community of women entrepreneurs who were like me here in Phoenix. So I created one, and now we do a monthly sort of mastermind meetup where we've got 10 women, well, 12 women total, including my co-host, Brandy Lawson, and I, who sit in a room and connect and talk and don't just chat, but have like serious, this is what I'm struggling with, what do you suggest, this is what I figured out, you should try it too, kind of conversations each and every month. And again, if you're not finding that, create it. Someone else is very likely looking for it as well. But do get out of your office, get out from behind your computer, and meet some people and talk to people, because that is where the crazy powerhouse business stuff happens, is in the conversations that happen at these events. So find those in your life. And then, yeah, occasionally a big event like this one is super good. It infuses some energy into your business. It gives you some new people who are in far off lands to connect with. So look for those as well. You know, and maybe next year you'll be able to attend some Hit the Mic ones. Maybe. Tell me if you would like that and we'll all work on it. Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. Again, sort of a soapbox rant for me. It's about the people. So make sure you're connecting with those people, because they are what make the difference in your business and your success. Once again, I hope you join us and Hit the Mic backstage. If you want to connect with some amazing people, that's a good place to start. So hit the mic backstage.com. If you have any questions for me or there's anything you'd like to cover on a future episode, tweet me at the Stacey Harris and I will manage it. I will get it done. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community, and I will see you next time.